So usually you go to Kiddush, and they don't have silver, fancy, you know, cups for everyone to use at the Kiddush. Yet you're all supposed to make Kiddush. So sometimes if the rabbi makes Kiddush, they get a special, you know, fancy cup for the rabbi. But for the common folk who want to make their own Kiddush, so they're only these plastic cups or paper cups. Question is, are you allowed to use a paper cup or a plastic cup for Kiddush? If you're Friday night or Shabbos morning, it doesn't make a difference.
The plastic that looks like metal,
we're going to talk about. Some people have this weird idea, you put cups inside cups, and two cups or three cups. Mm-hmm. Some people, you know, get the fancy plastic, the paper, the one that cracks, you know, whatever it is. Which, is there any preference for any of these issues? So says the says Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph, it says that all the laws that apply by the kosher kiddush, that you get them from the laws of the kosher berachas hamazon. In other words, it says v'ton kol ma sheton kosher berachas hamazon. Whatever berachas hamazon needs, so too kosher kiddush needs. Which begs the question: well, what does a kosher berachas hamazon need? You know, the kosher that you're benching on. Fortunately, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't even make you turn any pages. He tells you what we're talking about. He says hainu sheyeh a kosher shalim. It should be shalim, and he lists a couple of other things as well. Shalim means complete. The cup needs to be complete. You're thinking, what does this have to do with anything? Fine. But if you go back and look at the Magen Avram over there says, in the Hilchos benching, he talks about, what does kosher shalim mean? Kosher shalim means that even if the bottom is cracked, so it's not necessarily that the wine is filled to the top, but even if you have like the base of the cup is a little bit cracked, you shouldn't use that for kiddush. Okay? Again, you're thinking, what does this have to do with anything? Comes along a famous Ramosha and says, Bidavar kosos mi niyar. Now, what is niyar? This is a very important word for this chabura.
Paper.
Plastic? In between? Doesn't make a difference.
So
this is written in Tavshin Chav Ches. It's where we're in Ayin, almost Ayin Ches. So this is 20 to 7, so about 49 years ago. No? 49 years ago. I don't know what they had. They had plastic cups,
yeah,
the cheap pens, fine. So he's talking about kos minyar. Sounds like a paper cup, maybe a plastic cup. Is it kosher for kiddush? He says, "Hinei b'davar kos v'kiddush im rashon lasos al kos nasa minyar shehu kli rak l'sha." It's a one-time use. Sheshem asher asarti. He said, people have been saying that I asked it. Emes adavar. I do asser it. He says it's correct, not a way to use it. And then he quotes this halacha that it needs to be shalim, and he says, Alma we see to be inon sheyakos noe. You need a pretty cup. Shirak bekos kizeh kosher lebirchas hamazon lekiddush. V'roani, he says, I see that these, I think, I appears to me the kos shel niyar shirak l'sha al pamzeh levad. A kos of niyar, paper cup, which is just one-time use, presumably a plastic cup would be the same thing. Who od garua de ein lo shum chashivus? It's not important. If shavada, it's not worth anything. Shavada ein lo roy lebirchas hamazon lekiddush. You can't use it for birchas hamazon lekiddush. However, fortunately, he has one more line. This is what the Rav told me as he was walking out. He says, "Oh, Ramosha's meiko." Ramosha's last line is ach. Maybe there's room to be lenient. Sounds like from this Ramosha, it's pretty machmer. No? That doesn't sound like it's such a lenient tshuva by Ramosha. There are other lenient tshuvas by Ramosha. Ramosha seems to say, shouldn't use it. Why? For two reasons. Kind of like because it's not noe, it's not pretty. Also, you throw it out, it's not chashev. It's not chashev. Maybe that's defining what it's not pretty. However, he therefore says, paper cups for sure you shouldn't use, possibly plastic cups as well. But if you have nothing else, you're stuck. So then, I guess maybe ulay yesh lakel, maybe there's room to be lenient. That's Shita's Ramosha. So you don't ask me afterwards, what does Rabbi Avadya say about it? I preempted you. Yeah? So first I'll give you the Arvitzion. Arvitzion is about Avraham ben Tzion Abishol. He writes very similar, mamash almost word for word, like Ramosha. He says it's a problem of noe, it's not pretty. And therefore, he says you really shouldn't use it if you can help it. Rav Yitzchak Yosef quotes Rav Avadya, you know, and he says that it's fine b'shas adchak b'di'evit. Again, like Rav Moshe, it sounds like if you don't have any other cup, okay, so what are you going to do? Drink from your hands? I don't know. You know what?
Of course, it's b'shas adchak.
So that's the question. We're going to get to.
No one uses these things at atchila.
So that's a good question. Sometimes, I'll be honest, don't tell anyone. Sometimes, you know, it's so dirty from Friday night, you don't want to waste your time washing out your kiddush cup. Sometimes, once in a while, you use a plastic cup for kiddush. Should you use Shabbos morning or for Shabbos? Shabbos Shittus if you make Kiddush again, or you have a Kiddush earlier on and then you come home and you want to make Kiddush again, so you just grab a plastic cup. According to this, you really should not do that. Clearly, if you have a choice to use a Kiddush cup, you should. What about, do you have to be so frum? Do you have to bring a Kiddush cup to a Kiddush? Every Shabbos, you think it's crazy, but maybe you should have to. Or why don't we just make it that the Baal HaBos, who's sponsoring the Kiddush, should have to sponsor? Should we, you know, put out 20 Kiddush cups, you know, before? And there should be like, you know, you should rent Kiddush cups. When you rent the chairs, you rent the Kiddush cups as well. According to this, maybe you should, because there's a real chumrah that you really should use it. Huh? Or one person makes it alone, but usually people come late, or you have a Kiddush Shabbos morning, you know, people are in and out, you know, so it's sometimes it's an issue. Fine. So Rav Moshe's Meiko B'Diavad, or what's he in Meiko B'Diavad, Rav Avadi Meiko B'Diavad, comes along with Avnei Derech, Rav Prince, and he quotes the Ber Moshe, the Oz Nidbru, the Minchas Yitzchak. They're also Machmir. They're not so Meiko B'Diavad either. They say, you know what you should do if you're going to use the plastic cup, B'Diavad, you know what you should do? You should think, when you're using the plastic cup, that you're going to use it again. This way, it shows that it's more permanent than a normal plastic cup. Because normal plastic cups, you chuck in the garbage, you drink, you chuck in the garbage. We go through like a pack a day in my house. Yeah, you go through them so fast. This way, if you say, when you're thinking and when you're drinking, oh, maybe I'm going to use it again. Then if you use it again or not, okay, at least you gave it some permanence to it. But they still say, it's only a b'diavad situation.
So basically what they're saying is you should have a second drink.
So, they basically say you should have in mind to have a second drink from it. Now, the question is a second drink 5 minutes later considered permanent? That's a little iffy. Do you have to really think in your mind, I'm going to save it and bring it home with me? You know, imagine walking around with a plastic cup in your pocket, and then people think that you're, you know, an ebuch. But
that... You may forget about that you're really under your carrying.
Correct. So again, their thought is that you should have in mind that it's more, you know, I'm not just using it once, I'm going to chuck it. I'm going to maybe use it again, or I'll keep it. Comes along with Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Waldenberg, Zitzal, and he says, this whole sugya is ridiculous. He says, never he argues, he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein, he says, V'achar bakosha sa mechila. He says, I'm going to ask Rav Moshe mechila, he says, it's not correct. Ain a row of buses liyisura. He says, I don't see any basis to aser using a plastic cup. And he says like this. He says, look, Rav Moshe was talking about a cup where the bottom was chopped off. You know, it's a dent in the bottom. That's not shalim. You know why? Because if your fancy cup has a little dent in the hole in the bottom, it wasn't meant to be that way, and now it's ruined. Plastic cups, they come as plastic cups. The manufacturer makes them as plastic cups. They're supposed to be plastic cups. In other words, there's nothing wrong with the plastic cup. It's just not so geschmack. They were made to be what they are. It's not like there's a dent in them which now ruins them. They just are fundamentally worse. He says that's not so bad. That's not a lack of shalim. It's shalim. It's noah. It's just a different type of noah. And therefore, he says not a problem at all. And he says, however, he heard from others who want to be machmer, he quotes a satmarav, and others who say since you throw it in the garbage, it's going to be a problem. It's not permanent. It's not considered a kli. And he quotes a gon mi papa who says that no, since it was made to drink for them, it's made to drink and then throw them in the garbage. So that is their permanent. Is a plastic cup permanent? Absolutely. It's used for the full life of what you thought it was going to be used for, which is one time, right? You think a plastic cup is going to drink it, throw it in the use it, throw it in the garbage. So it's permanent. It's permanent for 5 minutes, but that's its permanence. It's very different than a cup, which is now, you know, which is thrown out. It's a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a stretch of a smart a little bit. But there he also says, he says that sometimes you reuse plastic cups also. It's not that you have to throw out a plastic cup after one time. Often you go away for Shabbaton, right? What happens by Shalosh Shuddos? Yeah, you know, wait for Shabbos, your parents, your family, we've done this. My mother starts telling me by Shalosh Shuddos time, okay, no one could throw out their plastic cups anymore until the end of Shabbos, because you've gone through all the plastic cups that you brought for the Shabbos. So now you got to start saving the last few, because you don't want it. So what do? You put your name on it, or you put it in a corner, everyone puts their plastic cup in the corner, and you reuse it. It can be reused, so therefore he says, maybe it's not so clear that plastic cups, just because we're all a bunch of rich Americans who go through plastic cups like, you know, their water, no, but doesn't mean that they're not necessarily permanent. So because of these svaras, he wants to be meiko. He quotes also a Rambam in Hilchas Kelim that says that a keli mi niyar, which is made out of niyar, is considered a kli for tumah purposes. Now bringing that whole in kind of raises another discussion. If you look at Rabbi Ari Leibowitz online, he quotes from Reb Bleich, from Rosh Kol from YU, he writes that maybe you can't really compare to the Sugi Mishnahs and Kalim, which are talking about Tumah issues, to our Kiddush issues. That may be a separate discussion. But simply put, we have Rav Moshe and a lot of other poskim who seem to say it to be Machmer L'Chadchila, but B'dievid, you could be Mako. And then you have a Tzitz Eliezer who says, no, it's fine to be Mako, even L'Chadchila. Fine. What about now these fancy plastic cups? So you get the fancy plastic cup, or what about, you know, the fake Kiddush cup? You know, you buy like 10 pack for like $10, but it's, you know, they're one-time usage, and then you chuck them, they just look very fancy, right? They're silver or whatever, they're silver plated or whatever it is, they look silver foil, plastic, whatever. That's silver plated, but you know, they were silver, they look like they're silver, right? Silver color. So are these good or not? So the Avnei Derech, I saw, he says, nah, they're no different than a regular plastic cup. You take them, you throw them in the garbage, what's the difference? However, if you look at Shlomo Zalman...
When did he see a cup like that?
I don't know. Avnei Derech, Avnei Derech, I'm not sure. I guess they must have had these nerds to throw as well. This is pretty recent. But Rav Shlomo Zalman, someone asked him this question, and he seems to say, so I'm not sure what that means. Miyuchad for drinking once or miyuchad for kiddush? I'm not sure. V'gam anoshim chashuvim mishtamshim ben besudas chashuvos. So I guess you get the fancy plastic. So my wife sometimes buys for yontif. You know, they go with the kids and they pick out these colorful ones. These colorful, you know, the fancy ones are amazing savings. You get 10 for like, you know, $5 or whatever it is. The fancy plastic cups, I think they're still only one-time use, but they're definitely more expensive. Ein lahakpid biyoser, he says, im ein kos acheres. So Shlomo Zalman is a little bit more mako, maybe more than those, than a regular plastic cup. Final question is, what's this business with putting the cup inside the other cup? You ever see people use two plastic cups? I see it all the time. People use two plastic cups. Is there an inyan? Do you solve any of the problems? What do you think?
Sometimes our friend's going to leak.
No, but lechora it doesn't do it. Why is it you can take them both and throw them out? No? So this is the issue. So the Sefer V'Yom...
just the insert.
Excellent. So the Sefer V'Yom HaShabbos, it's a great Sefer nowadays from Eretz Yisrael, he says that he doesn't understand the difference. He says you're going to take them both and throw them out. What's the difference? Rav Ari Leibowitz, he has a 10-minute halacha, and you know, from North Windmere, has a 10-minute halacha online. You can see he says he doesn't understand the difference either between the two versus the one. He says, you know, if at the end of the day they're both plastic cups, you're going to throw them out. What's the difference? And at the end of the day, what do you gain by putting two cups one inside the other? However, I saw a quote online, you can find the line of Dov Lior, and I saw this quote in a couple of places, but he from Eretz Yisrael. He writes that, well, maybe exactly what Rabbi Feldstein said, that what do you do with the double plastic cup? You could technically take the inside cup. You drink, you only lip them most of the time, only get some like the inside one. So what you do is you take the inside one and you throw it. No one does it, but you take the inside one, you could throw the inside one out, and you could reuse the second one. So the outer one is kind of like protecting you from the inner one. It's kind of like you have like an outer one which could last, and you can keep them, it's a lining, but you can keep on putting new inner ones in it. So therefore it makes it more permanent. So he suggests maybe that's where the minhag evolved, that people use two cups. It's a hard, smart to understand. Of course, at the end of the day, you know, two plastic cups, it's hard to understand why that's any better. The best levels seem to be to use a real Kiddush cup. The next level would seem to be to use one of these fake silver ones, you know, the ones that look like silver. Next would probably be plastic. And then the worst is paper, because paper really seems to be, you throw it out, no one reuses paper. That seems well. The best thing is you should really, you know, I guess the shuls, they want to be really frum. You tell the Baal HaBas to put out 10 cups and everyone uses those. But that's a little bit, you know, a little bit of a chumrah. I guess the best is you rely upon this and you use a plastic cup once in a while.